the chapel and we're gonna get married.
You were Mr. Wedding this weekend.
Yeah, I had a big wedding this last Saturday. One of those that the parents had gone all out. Beautiful venue on the ocean. And the officiant, who, you know, you kind of got to be on your game that day, is sick.
That's you.
Was so sick. Yeah. My solution was, okay, how can I get up there? I don't want to cough. You know, I want to be smooth and I need to be relaxed. I don't want to be nervous. So on the way in, I stopped at the BevMo. We bought some Fireball and, like, you know.
You self-medicated?
Basically, we tailgated the wedding there for a moment. We're out in the parking lot. I'm doing shots of Fireball. Which seems kind of weird. You got your Bible in one hand and your Fireball in the other, you know? And so,
well, you know, they do say fire and brimstone. Yours is just Fireball and brimstone.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Worst ever I got sick, I was DJing at a roller skating rink on Christian night.
I'm sorry. I hate to say this, but that might have been the most nerdy statement you've ever made in your life.
I was DJing at a roller skating rink on Christian night. You know, so it was something I ate, and I put on the last song, and it was coming. So I didn't want to, like, run to the men's restroom, so I quickly walked, and I almost didn't make it because there was this girl named Sarah who just had the hots for me, and she came every night that I was DJing.
Did you just say she had the hots for you? You're not allowed to say that on Christian night.
Oh, she did. But I had to push past her. And I just made it into the men's restroom.
I keep thinking about you up there on that microphone. Jim Day, the MC for JC.
Who let the dogs out?
Your dog is the neighborhood nuisance.
There are two little dogs, Bow Bow and BB. They're both the same breed, about the same height. And what Bow Bow will do, Bow Bow will be the one to dig, and then they both escape. And Bow Bow has even taught BB that when she stops digging, that BB jumps in and starts digging. It's like a tag team digging here.
So what have you done to stop her digging under the fence? Because I did put this on Facebook, and some people put some suggestions up there, and I do have a foolproof way. I want to know what you've tried.
The normal stuff, taking 2x4s and rocks and things like that, and just keep covering up the hole where they dig under the fence.
All right, this is the foolproof way to stop your dog from digging.
Mm-hmm.
Next time Bow Bow goes out and does number two, you collect it and you put it into the last hole that Bow Bow dug under the fence.
Now,
and you cover it up.
How in the world does this go to me now picking up my dog's poop?
Well, A, you picking it up, but B, because your wife's tired of it. What they'll do is, especially if they go back to the old hole and dig again, they hate digging into that. They'll stop digging there because, like, every time I dig, I hit my stuff and I don't want to,
Here's the problem with that. The other dog is still a puppy, so she still likes to eat poop. So my guess is when I bury Bow Bow's poop, BB's going to dig it up.
Talking earlier about Tony's daughter who didn't turn in her registration for her college classes in time, and now if she wants to go back, it's $1,000. You're not paying the $1,000, so she's now a college dropout official.
I don't like to say it like that. Maybe.
Well, once you're out and, you know, it's like you don't have to do all the homework. She's like, this could be kind of good. You could be done.
Let me just tell you, she is going to get that degree.
Would your parents have paid the $1,000 if it was you?
They absolutely would have. And that's one of the reasons I'm not. Because my parents spoiled me rotten, would not allow for me to fail at anything. They would always bail me out. And I never to this day learned the value of money and responsibility. That's why I had to become a disc jockey.
Is Tony doing the right thing? Did your parents ever do that to you? And in what case? Love to know. You can call us right now. It's the Jim and Tony Show. It's the Jim and Tony Show. Good morning. Does your family do things to each other? And it's okay because you know what? Your family. And the reason I say this is there was a guy in Indiana, his name is Randy. He got mad at his brother because he thought his brother was eating his pot roast. So he goes and takes a fork and stabs his brother in the head a bunch of times.
He stabs him with that big roast beef poker?
Because he thought he took his pot roast.
There's an interview, right?
There's an interview. Yeah. And the best part is Randy, when he says he doesn't want to go to jail because...
I feel so bad about it, but it happens. I mean, we're family.
My brother stabbed me, but we're family. It's okay.
Yeah. It's only a fork.